Hey, you chickadees. I'm Lou Brewster, and you're in the hen house. We're back after a bit of a break, been settling in with a new life issues, new job, things like that. So it's affecting some of the schedules, but I wanted to get back with you. We just dropped this morning. We've got the incursions are just starting off the first prep round of the 5-day event. So I wanted to dig in. They've given us some more details about what we're looking at right now, starting this Saturday morning and going on into Wednesday, I believe. So I just want to go over a little bit, talk about it. There's a few bits to like look at and also to figure out, is this, you know, which parts of this are actually good? Is it all good? I doubt it. Are some parts good? Yeah. You know, we're also going to see what kind of fun we can have over the weekend and all that. So we're going to dig into it. But let's get looking in the game here. So happy to be with you. So again, this information, I don't know why Scopely doesn't put this in the website or other links, but is always on your little drive-in, drive-up billboard here. So just like the event stuff, which I didn't want to bother you with those today, since we're just getting back to things, but we'll look at these incursion events. All right, so just looking at, you know, these are starting today, July 9th, all right? So it's like 9th and 10th, and then the 23rd and the 24th. So at least we're going to get our first run of these, and we can see what's going on here. So as we start, you know, we've got two 24-hour things starting here. You know, they're talking about improving your station, completing research. So you get the idea. You can heavy domination feel. And this is one of the first points I want to point out. There's some domination events. I've got the game, you know, running obviously over here. If we go into the events and the event is live, here, the infinite incursion piece, you can see, there's like some server wide stuff, which makes sense since we're competing against other server, preparation. We've got the cross leaderboard. But this is a game power. This is a this is a domination, what I call the bad domination events, because it doesn't include the ship XP or the officer XP that make it easier for people. But, you know, if you'll notice, one, we're not getting any special tokens towards this. You are getting some crystal and stuff. So part of that question is figuring out, is it worth it? Do you need to push for this part? I think there's going to be several different paired nested events, and you need to figure out if what you're getting is actually worth what you're spending. Because I think there's a way to waste a lot of resources in some of this. And of course, this is an encouraged program to make us really speed up and waste our resources as we fight the other group. You know, we're losing, so spend more, you know, that kind of thing. So that's fine if you're having fun with that. Just make sure you're getting what you want. Don't get caught up in some of the spend stuff. So the domination thing is like, you know, I could use some crystal, but, you know, we'll see. So I just wanted to point that out. Make sure the juice is worth the squeeze as you work on this. And I am not convinced yet that it is, as we look at it. We'll also be doing some streaming on Twitch and everything, and here on YouTube. So we'll be checking that out. So come check the live streams and all that in the links below. And we'll, you know, tell me what you think about it. Tell me in the comments, too. Let's see here. So material advantage, right? Two 48-hour things. So spending materials. This is one, like I said, this one already started. So spend your G3 and unsurprisingly do your rare and epic armadas. So this is, we're getting very used to this type of mechanic that is making us want to spend. We've had a lot. I've spent a lot on a lot of recent events, so I'm starting to run low on things. I don't know about you. We will be able to compete for Honor Guard, Worf, and Khan. Now, Khan, if you've been playing a while, that's not as big of a deal on the shards. Honor Guard, Worf, if you have an amalgam, you have a slow, but it is a very slow process. So this can speed up your Honor Guard, Worf leveling or acquisition if you're very new to the amalgam. Check out the amalgam FAQ video elsewhere in here in YouTube here. So decide if you need those folks and if you need them badly enough to spend, or to spend to get stuff to spend, which is the Scopely way. So let's see here. Incursion prep, building bonds, right? All right. So helping each other and starting armadas. So again, starting those darn armadas. This is the start armadas and then kind of the unity event piece as well. So again, this is not new stuff. It's just newly presented to us stuff. Here, so you know, the G3 spin, here's the Armada spin. Sorry, they're overlapped quite a bit, which it's kind of nice we have some different things, but we'll see. Let me know what you think. All right, territories, the prep server wide milestones, complete the incursion prep. So you're doing the milestones where they have those, in order to do it. But it's us as a server. So unless your server's slacking behind, you're probably going to be okay. But, you know, contribute. So your fleet SMS, this is tearing up combat ships. So that'll be coming in tomorrow and everything. We also have, when it comes to the server milestone, it's a lot about building different G3 and G4 combat ships. So building, making a fleet makes some sense for an incursion or a defense as well. And then we move into the stuff on the 11th and 11th through the 13th. So when the actual incursion and invasion, so that the invasion part. Now, remember, the way they've got this set up is, you know, we're going to be you're paired with another server. Whenever we're invading on your server, the other server is in a defense, has defense events and objectives. The FAQ also lets you know that you really don't have to play by that. You can be defending when you're supposed to be attacking. If you're fighting the other people that are there, you'll be okay. But again, you may need to make sure you can find the people to fight. And we got two servers to hide amongst ourselves, so that could be interesting. All right, so what we're looking at, the points here, it says dealing damage, right? So also raiding will give you your side additional progress. So this is, importantly, this is not kills, this is dealing damage. So if you work on your crew building and your ship building so that you can do damage, even when you lose, you can make a lot of progress. Also, you can find some bases to raid, so you could be doing raiding instead of fighting. And as people are running around looking to fight, they may not be as available for defending bases. So, you know, especially with all these shields down and suppressed. Now, there will be some other pieces with PvP, but we'll talk about this. Now, this is the Allied Ops AMS as well. Offense and defense ops solo events are going to be popping up. Remember, it's a 6-hour window during 6-hour windows during a 24-hour period of, you know, attack, defense, that sort of thing. So you're going to prepare on that. Make sure that you're going to be awake and able to take care of things when you want to be active. Otherwise, move to the lower 19 level systems so you can shield up if that's your jam. All right. So complete the events. It also says getting PvP wins or losses will grant progress. So that's wins or losses, not the damage that comes in the other piece. So I just want to point some of those out. It's going to be important to rereading these events as they go live, so you can make sure you're getting the points that you think you're working on. Let's see. Again, dealing damage and raiding. So some of this is kind of rather, you know, repetitious, actually. But, you know, then PvP, this is the cross-server piece. Get PvP wins. So as an invader or defender. So again, you can choose how you're going to do that or coordinate with your alliance. The damage dealer cross server, deal the most damage. Again, crew building, optimizing crews and ships, going to be important. Not that it already wasn't, but it's going to be rather important here. Then the infinite incursions raider XLB, take what you can. So that's again implying raiding. You know, it will be interesting. They have not laid it out. Are we going to be able to take resources from miners in systems? And will that contribute to points, or is it just stuff from raiding? We're going to really have to see through this first run and see what happens. Let me know your experiences in the comments below as well. And we really need to look to see what kind of bugs we're getting when you attack someone who's a member of your server. Do you get points? Do you not get points? Regardless of what it said, when you blow somebody up from your server in PvP, being a normal, just maybe not friendly server mate, are the bugs going to distinguish that well enough? This is where the rubber is going to meet the road for a lot of that, and that's going to determine how alliances work together or work against one another. So that's going to be very important as we look at these server events as well. So also show your enemies, defeat as many opponents as possible in the specified system on their server. So you have to go incursion, use your token, get over there and defeat them. It implies that it's PvP as opposed to beating hostiles in there. I think it would say hostiles. So probably them, they know to go, just like we have those servers where we have to go and fight with PvP events that we've had before, but we have to cross over and go there. And then the same thing, defeat as many of them when they come in at the particular thing. So you're on the defensive side. These are likely the way the events are going to roll out. And we're going to have it again, of course. They talk about the server dates. So I think a lot of the issues related to this are about the bugs. How does it handle? Also, just the interpersonal things that are going to have to do with, does your server come together and coordinate for the server to win? Or is everybody trying to, you know, trying to sabotage one another? That can lead to a lot of chaos, but it can also lead to a lot of fun. It just really is going to depend. I'm looking forward to hearing your reactions and your experience. Let's check in during some of the live streams, as well as put your messages here or in my Discord, where the link will be also, so that I can hear about what kinds of problems we're having, what kinds of things need to be escalated to Scopely, and whether or not we're going to have fun or dread the next time this comes around later in July. So anyway, you guys take care, and cock-a-doodle-doo.